It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hope you had a safe 4th of July holiday weekend and are enjoying some of this summer heat. I know that, Bob, I had the grill fired up every day, even after I came back from your house on Monday. It seemed like we grilled something. So had a lot going on, fed a lot of bodies, but had a good weekend. What about you, man?
Well, yeah, there was a whole lot of grilling and campfire cooking. I think I posted some pictures on our Facebook page. I went to Vicky's Pasty in Saranac and got some frozen pasties to bring camping.
Right.
And one of my Dutch ovens that I haven't used yet from Lodge, it's kind of a cool low-profile job that was a new thing a couple years ago for them. I don't know what they call it. But it worked out great because I set some hot coals on top of it, and like 45 minutes later, we had beautiful baked pasties for everybody that was at camp.
So you just put them in a dry skillet and set the skillet on the coals and then put some more coals on top of it with the lid.
Yep.
And then just let her
beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful. Man, what a baker.
Yeah.
And my wife likes to do biscuits that way.
Oh, yeah.
She loves biscuits in cast iron and the crust on it and everything. And you
right.
put a lot of
you put a little oil
Crisco
in there,
or whatever say, she puts. And but she didn't bring any biscuit mix, and we had pasties. And one morning I did we went camping up on Lake Michigan.
You think there's anybody that doesn't know what a pasty is?
I know there are.
Yes.
I brought a load into work this week, and they kept calling them pasties.
Well, yeah, you knew girls like that when you were younger, but no, these are pasties.
And I didn't know any girls
okay,
like that.
Right. You military
speak
man,
for
come
yourself.
On now, come on.
No, they didn't
wear
anything.
No, but anyway, but why don't you explain one real quick?
Well, it's a pie crust, and they come from Cornwall, England. And the miners in Cornwall, England, came to the UP in the 1800s because they were starting to mine there, and those guys were the experts from around the globe,
right?
So they brought in a bunch of these Cornish guys, and their wives made them pasties, and they'd put them in their vests, in their coveralls, in a tin that fit into a special pocket, and they'd be with them all day because apparently it's quite cold in a mine.
Right.
And it would keep it nice and toasty warm. So when it was time to eat, they'd pull it out and eat. Now, if you're a miner, especially for about anything, your hands are filthy.
Right.
Can't imagine they had tons of gloves.
Right.
So the crust that they used to put on them back in the day was a great big crust on the side. So they'd pull it out, and that was their handle. So they could eat a nice warm pasty, body temp.
Right.
And they'd hold on to that crust, and then they would take that remainder and they'd break it up into pieces and throw it down and feed the rats, because apparently there's a lot of rats in
interesting
in mines.
So, but it's like a meat pie, right?
It's potato, and beef or venison, and onion and rutabaga.
Right. Yep. And there's really no sauce in it. It just baked
no,
all together.
No, it's pretty plain. Of course, you know, you and I have the joke about ketchup
gravy.
Or gravy. Well, this week I happened to go to Vicky's again because I told the guys at work what I was doing, and they're like, you know, a bunch of them are Arabic. They don't have a clue. I said, it's like a grape leaf with crust.
Yeah, right.
Then they got it. So I brought in a dozen of them a couple days ago, and it just so happened that day I was doing a conference call with a client in Great Britain. He's a Scottish fellow that lives in London now, and we got done with, you know, our transaction. And I asked him, you know, how he liked if he eats pasties, and he lit right up.
Yeah.
And he's from Scotland, you know.
Right.
I didn't get to have a haggis conversation, but I told him, I said, when I was in the UK a couple of years ago, I came back from France, and when I got into the train station in London, as soon as we got off the train, I told my wife, I smell pasties.
Yeah.
And I turned around, and there's one of their chain pasty markets.
I see.
Right in the terminal.
Right.
And I'm telling you, they made a beautiful, it tasted so good.
Right.
So the people that say that the English can't cook, well, they're not being totally honest, because they do have a few dishes like
They are a little dry, so they need something on them. And that's where
ketchup
and the gravy. Some people put gravy on them. Some do ketchup. Either way, they're good.
But so I discovered something cool. My buddy at work loves hot sauce. Mm-hmm. And so I asked Tony if he sold any pasty ketchup. He said no, which is really a ketchup with hot sauce.
Okay.
And so I stopped at the market and bought a Hunt's ketchup. And then, I don't know what brand it was, but it was a chili sauce.
Okay.
That's a fantastic pasty sauce.
All right, yeah.
I got a new favorite.
Right, but pasties are unique to Michigan, not around the world, but it's the UP is famous for them,
right,
because of the history in the mining. But they're cool. If you're traveling to the UP, like many many people do this time of year, make sure to stop and get a pasty because it's a really unique thing. You're not going to eat 1,000 of them
and
in your life.
And don't judge it by the one you have because there's good and bad shops.
Well, there's good and bad everything.
And
right,
like the on the east end of the UP, they put carrots in them. Well, my family, you know, will vomit if you see a carrot in a pasty.
Right.
You got to have rutabaga.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, and you got to have ketchup.
Okay, man. I'm a gravy guy.
So I brought gravy for the guys at work.
Yeah.
And half of them did gravy, and they loved it.
Sure, yeah. Well, it's flavorful.
So my wife tricked me into camping in that little tent again because I don't have a mid-sized right now. And I had to sleep on one of those little mats. And that was torture.
About the thickness of a piece of paper, or maybe two pieces, huh?
My frame isn't good enough anymore to put up with two nights on the ground.
Right.
And by the third day, I was cooked. But we were on Lake Michigan, our favorite spot between Manistee and Ludington. And we did go into Ludington for the 4th of July parade.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the coolest parades you'll ever go to. It's huge. Everybody comes out for it. It reminds me of the towns in the UP. They do 4th like huge. Everybody comes
out. It's one of the few weekends it's nice there. No, I'm kidding.
So
you saw the clown band.
Get your
band,
shots
though,
in now.
Right? You saw the clown band, right?
We got to see the Scottville clown band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
Michigan at his best.
I videoed it. It is hysterical.
Right.
And that, for me, is one of the highlights. But Sobey set me up nice for camp. I had meat sticks and jerky and, of course, some beer, and it was just a wonderful trip. We had a great time.
We busted out the margarita maker over the holiday, and I tell you what, you can buy a lot of different margarita mixes, some with the booze already in them, some not. All of them work, and this thing is cool because it's got an ice bin on the top that shaves ice, drops it into a blender pitcher, which periodically starts blending the stuff when the ice gets in there. And we were making frosty drinks, and I don't know about where you were, but it was warm all weekend for the holiday weekend, and we had the margarita maker on overtime, baby. And you can make them virgin, you can make them not, it doesn't matter, whatever you like. But we really decided that anything slushy in the summer is good. We even did some of those seltzers, you know, those White Claw seltzers, just poured those in there and shaved ice on top of them. And it's cool. And if you don't have a margarita maker or a blender, it would work. This one's kind of all in one because it shaves the ice in and blends all at the same time.
Speaking of shaved ice, Old World Olive Company is putting shave ice counters in each one of their stores.
Oh, really?
The one in Rockford is selling Hawaiian shave. They call it shave ice.
Okay. Yeah.
It's another pigeon thing.
Right.
But so you'll be... You'll have to bring your margarita mix up there and get a shave ice.
Yeah, little hip nip of it. Just pour it on the shaved ice, and there you are. You're walking out.
Zachary.
Yeah, exactly. This was all fruity stuff, and you put it in a margarita glass, and it's all good, man.
Well, my daughter Maggie's pregnant, so I promised her I'd make her, from scratch, a virgin pina colada, and she loved it. She's in the pool, and 8 months pregnant, and she got herself a tasty cold frozen drink.
Yeah, a couple of them. I watched her drink those on Monday. That was kind of cool. But anyway, coming up next, looks like we're going to maybe do some grill review. Been a while since we've done this, and get lots of questions from our buddies.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations. 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.